Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening to each and every one of you. You're now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show. And each week we invite various guests to come on the show to help you as an Avon representative take your Avon business to the next level. Tonight we have, you've been listening to the show for some time, you know the first Monday of every month we have no other than John Waller, who is a business coach, that he comes on the show to help us and bring up the golden nuggets. And tonight we're going to talk about change, because I know a lot of you have read emails and have been on Facebook, and you know that Avon is making another major change when it comes to our divisional managers and sales managers. So let's get John on the line. John, are you there?
Hey, Pat. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well, you know. Just making the adjustments like everybody else, you know. This was a very shocking week for Avon representatives, you know. I don't know if you're aware, but you know, the changes that were made, and, you know, and, like, you know, life has to go on. You can't let things, you can't allow changes to affect your business. You just got to force forward.
Well, you just can't. It just, that, like you said, that's what life is all about. You know, I mean, but life is totally different when you were 4 years old to when you are now. I mean, hello.
That's true.
Yeah. Life is, I mean, this is from point five or six that I've got here on the old mind map. But, you know, in Chinese, change and opportunity is the same character, you know, and that's how you have to look at it, is change is opportunity. I mean, you have to look at it that way, just every single day.
Right.
I mean, just, I picked up the phone, I called a guy that connected me from LinkedIn today, and it was like, and I don't know if I know this guy, I might, but he's from the Bay Area, and we had this great 40-minute conversation, and he was telling me about something that pretty much made my head explode. I'm still wrapping duct tape around my head from this phone call, and who knows, I didn't wake up knowing about this technology he told me about. OMG, it's like, man, yeah, so that's them changes, you know, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight, the next 30 minutes, is this is how things are in America or wherever, and people don't like change, you know that, they don't like change, and
absolutely.
It gets a rumor mill going, and people talk, they're talking on Facebook, social media, it's like, you hear about this and that, and it's like, oh my God, it's like, you know, the wheels haven't fallen off. It's just change. And the people like to gossip and talk about stuff. Just so you just have to move forward, and we'll talk about ways to move forward tonight. And, yeah, just that's life. Life is them changes. And it's all in how you look, and it's all in how you get behind it. When you think back on the last 30, 40, 50, 60 years of our lives, it's like, how did you deal with that? I mean, I remember I was in the restaurant business for 23 years, you know, and I mean, come on, managers change. You have general managers of stores, assistant managers, somebody that you bonded with for 6 or 8 months, and they're gone. Well, of course they're gone. I mean, if you've got a company that's got 100 restaurants in it, where are the managers going to come from at the next level? They're going to come from the guy that you've been working with, the guy or gal you've been working with for 6 or 8 months. It happens. That's just how things are in America. Change happens. And, I mean, this could be, you know, opportunities are dressed up in work clothes. They've got overalls. And you just don't know what's going to happen 6 months or a year from now. You can't – it's all in how you look at it. It's all between your ears. Just – you know, I mean, like 8 months, like this is May. Last August, I heard about me coming up to Boise, Idaho. I mean, I'm like, I never thought that was possible. And here I am in May of 2017 with a new girlfriend, a new housing situation. Just, It's change. It's change. And it's not the stuff that's in your pocket or your purse. Change happens. And it's all on how you look at and deal with it.
So true.
I never thought I would be, Pat, I never thought I would be shoveling snow or scraping ice again or putting snow tires on my new car. And now they're out in the garage waiting for November to hit again of 2017. The snow come, the snow go, and life moves on. You know, I mean, I wasn't doing this phone call with you 4 years ago, was I? I was doing it 3 years ago. But life changes, and it's all in how you deal with it and you embrace with it and you move forward. And if you want to do something positive, then get a journal or get Evernote or something and type in all your feelings and stuff, your thoughts, and then date those. And a year from now, look back and go, boy, I was a knucklehead about that stuff because I was negative or I was feeling this or whatever. And you'll look back on it. That's a goal. You'll look back on it and go, okay, what were my thoughts in June of 2017? Look back in June of 2018 at those things and go, oh, my God, sure, I'm glad I didn't open up my pie hole and say anything to anybody about what I was thinking, what I was feeling. Because change happens. Like, I got off the phone today. I called up a running shoe company in Campbell, California, where I used to live. And I've got a pair of shoes that have 6,000 miles on them. They're running shoes. And you're only supposed to have like 500 on a pair of running shoes. I got 6,000 plus miles on these darn shoes. Yeah. I'm doing a 5K Saturday for the American Heart Association because I almost died 8 years ago last month. And so I thought, well, I'll go do this event for these guys. And it's funny because it's for a business that I've been trying to get into, a hotel, since October of last year. And this thing came at me on Friday. It's like, so I signed up for it. So I called up this company and I thought I got these shoes in February of 2014. Wrong. It was February of 2013. So I've had these shoes for almost four and a half years. And so I'm trying to get another pair of them because I love these shoes. So I'm going to get another pair of them. But it just changes all around. It's all around us, Pat. It's part of our DNA. Literally, it's who we are. And I've got 10 points here on the first Monday of the month mind map of June 5th, 2017. And the first thing is acknowledge the change. The most important thing that you can do, Pat, is when change is happening in the workplace or at your environment, is to acknowledge it. Recognizing and accepting change is one of the first steps towards managing it. That's the first thing, is number one, acknowledge the change and recognize that that's what it is. Bam, it's the first thing you can do. Number two is face your fears. When you fear change, take some time out for yourself. Writing these fears down, like I talked about a moment ago, in an objective form can stop you dwelling on them. Go through each fear and write it down, what you should do if the fear actually comes to pass. Knowing you have a backup plan can really help you to diffuse the emotional anxiety. So face your fears and write those puppies down. So write them down in a journal. That way you can look back a year from now and date this whole process. You could call it, you know, fear of change with Avon. And that way, and if you don't do it on a piece of paper, don't do it on a piece of paper because it's really hard to search paper, like a Franklin planner or something. It's really hard to search paper. In a computer or a smartphone like an iPhone or an Android, you can search that. So I recommend using OneNote or Evernote in a computer device. That way you can search for it, okay? Number three, confront your feelings and seek support. Face your feelings about fear and the transition that you're going through, especially when the change is imposed and beyond your control. Change can mean that you have to cope with the loss of coworkers or teammates and a project that you really care about and been working hard on. You don't have to act as a victim, even when you are not in control. The best thing that you can do is accept your feelings and then reach out to your close colleagues, partners, loved ones, and talk to them about what you're feeling. Does that make sense, Pat?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. All right, so that's number three. So we've got seven more to go through. 6:40. Okay, so number four, Stop the fearful thoughts and replace them with something positive. Okay. Fear can come from creating negative thoughts and scenarios in your head, between your ears, about what the future holds. How are you describing the change to yourself? Again, self-talk. What are you saying to yourself? What you see to be the negative aspects of the change, what are those negative things that you see? What impact it has on you in your life? The moment you become fearful and have negative thoughts, stop them in their tracks and turn them into something positive. So here are some questions, or eight questions that you can ask yourself.
I like that math one because a lot of times we get into our own heads.
Well, of course, it's our self-talk. It's between our ears. We have met the enemy and they are us. It's that person standing in the mirror in front of you that you're shaving every morning, okay? Totally, yeah. Absolutely. So eight questions. Ask yourself these questions. In the past, when I handled change really well, what did I do? How did I handle it? What actions did I take that really worked for me? How did I deal with the change in my communication with other people? How did I manage my mental health? Which personal attributes did I use to turn things into the positive? Was I patient, rational, et cetera? So those are eight different questions you can ask yourself. And again, here's an acronym. I love acronyms. I've been using acronyms on this show for 3 years. What is fear? I mean, fear is an acronym. False expectations appearing real. And we do this every day. I mean, it's like when I tell people about worry, worry gives you two things. It gives you a stomach ache and it gives you diarrhea. The only two things you get from worrying. You get nothing positive from it. You know? And like the guy that wrote the book said, don't sweat the small stuff. It's all small stuff. So, this too shall pass. This is 2017. I tell people, I say, you can't worry about it because 20 years from now, you won't even remember it. You know, in 2037, you asked me, John, remember we talked about the Avon thing, the Avon change. It's like, so what? It was 20 years ago. It's not going to impact anything at all. Right? I mean, is it really going to impact your Avon business, Pat? It's your Avon business, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The people that are gone, okay, I'm sorry about that, but the deal is that you got into this business because it's your business. And the people above you or the side of you or whatever, it doesn't have any impact on your Avon business. And the gals out there have to look at that and go, it's my Avon business, just like the different income streams that I have up here. I've got several of them, and it all depends upon me. I mean,
absolutely.
I was at a car dealership on Thursday, setting an appointment with the president of the car dealership because, and I'll tell you something I did that will help you guys out. It's an awesome idea if I do say so myself, but it wasn't my idea. I just utilize it. So I set up an appointment with the president of this car dealership because he moved across the street. I cold called it. I kind of knew that he had moved across the street, but I wasn't really sure. So I went in there. I cold called it. And the president of the dealership had just bought it. And so I set up an appointment with him. I'm meeting with him tomorrow at 4 o'clock. And so I'm standing there waiting to talk to him. And I see this guy that looks like a salesman in the dealership. Of course, my brain, just again, our brains are like goofy. So I'm thinking, okay, another sales guy, what are what he's selling? So rather than being positive, I kind of went south for a little bit. And then God said, wait a minute, stupid, go talk to the guy. Because you don't know. Because anytime if I see a salesperson at a car dealership, that's a potential referral partner, Pat. So I went and I talked to the guy. And we had this great conversation last Thursday. And it could be another revenue source for me. This guy was the owner of the freaking company that he worked for. This guy, Bob, and he's got a technology that's just like fan-damn-tastic. So it was just, you don't know. It's all between your ears. It's just, you just don't know. It was awesome. Yeah. So there you go. There's an example. So the idea, so I had like a week and a half before, the reason I was able to get in there is I met this guy who's a fellow ambassador at the Chamber of Commerce, and he's a marketing guy and he works with restaurants. So what he does is he will set up with a restaurant close by somebody whose office you're trying to get into. Let's say one of the gals wants to get into, let's say it's a big company, they've got a bunch of HR people, which would be a great find, okay, for doing Avon, you know, and getting stuff in there and parties or whatever, baskets. So let's say it's you, Pat. Let's say it's a company and you're trying to get in there and you haven't made any headway. So here's what you do. You call them up, you talk to Susie, and you say, I want to buy you guys lunch. I want to buy your top 8 HR people in your office lunch. What day will they all be there? She tells you. So you find a person like this Christian guy I know, okay? His name is Christian. So he works with local restaurants, and they came up with a box lunch idea. It's about 10 bucks a head. So I've done this at 2 car dealerships, okay? So one of them I'm meeting with tomorrow with this guy, Dave. I'm meeting him tomorrow at 4 o'clock. The other one that I did, it was like 10 people, cost me $120. And I got to tell you, I'm not cheap. I'm pretty frugal, okay? So I gave Christian $196 today out of my own pocket for these 2 lunches. So the first one I did it for was this Ford dealership I've been trying to get into like since October. And I've been in there 8 times cold calling, and I never got any headway. So today, the owner of this dealership, they've got like 11 locations. So this guy Tanner sends me an email today. He says, because I called him yesterday, left him a voicemail on Friday. So he sends me an email that he says, I got your message. Let's do the trial. So I'm like, praise God. So like these 2 lunches I sent out to these 2 dealerships on my own nickel, they've both created fruit. And 6 months ago, talk about change. 6 months ago, Pat, I never even freaking heard of this idea before. Buying lunch for car dealer owners, $200 I invested. I mean, if I get the deals from these 2 stores, I'll get 11x on my return on my investment, 11 times.
Wow.
So not monster, but it's better than a sharp stick in the eye. So that's what you guys could do. If I was doing Avon and I was trying to get into a company, I'd find somebody that has a local restaurant, set up this deal. So what he did was he delivers the food in these box lunches. And the thing I didn't mention is these people raved about it. These people thought this was like the greatest thing since sliced bread in a plastic bag with a wire tie. I mean, they were taking pictures of it, posting it on Facebook. Okay. And so I came up with this leave behind. I've got this brochure I leave behind. It's in plastic, like a plastic sleeve in a binder. It's got my business card on it. And every one of those is included in the lunch. So they know why the lunch is there. It's from the Wallinator. It's from me. So you guys could do that for Avon. You have your like little catalog in the box lunch with your sticker on it. You have that delivered to somebody. You buy somebody lunch for $60. I mean, if you sell a basket for 30 or 40, you got your return on your investment like in one fell swoop. You're done. Your ladies will be like sending me a text going, thanks for that golden nugget on Monday. So there you go. So there's change. So because of this phone call, there's some change that could go on. All right. So I digress. Okay. So let's get back to number 5. Number 5 is be flexible and embracing of change. Instead of hiding from your fear and creating defenses to keep it away from you, be open and flexible to taking on new challenges and tasks. Okay, approach change with an open attitude of learning. Even if you don't like something new in the system, if you are flexible, people will want to work with you, and there's a greater chance of change. If you rage against the machine, so to speak, nobody's going to want to rush to you and have your back. Okay? So you have to embrace change. Period. Just you have to. It's just part of life. So that's pretty cool, huh, Pat? Don't you like that idea about taking lunch out to somebody? I mean, imagine if there's somebody close by in one of those high rises in New York. I mean, one floor is going to have maybe 6 people that you're trying to get into. And if one of those people tells somebody else about you brought them lunch, they're going to go, well, we want lunch from Pat. So imagine if there's a building that's got 30 floors in it. Imagine if eventually a year from now or 6 months from now, okay, you're Pat the lunch lady. Uh-huh. Okay. How much business? Okay, and it's B-U-N-E-S-S. How much business do you think you would generate from 30 floors of people having your catalogs in one building? OMG, huh?
Yes, it is.
I hope that makes somebody's head on this call explode, because it's nuts. I mean, I want to do that with all the car dealers in town here. I've got two more teed up that I'm going to do that with, because I'm two for two. And I'm no genius. I just pulled the trigger and dropped the coin on the deal.
Wow.
So number six, be part of the change. Adopt an attitude of anticipation and excitement. Welcome change as an opportunity. Get involved in new committees and work teams. Be an influencer and a driver of change. That way you will feel empowered and less fearful. See the positive in the way forward. I mean, I love this stuff. It's awesome. So again, I love that about, in Chinese, change and opportunity. The character in Chinese for change and opportunity is the same character.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. So point number seven, excuse me, communication, and more communication. Communication is always important, and especially when you face change. Part of the fear of change is the unknown. If the organization is not communicating change effectively, make it your business to be proactive in finding out more about what the change involves. Don't sit back. Talk to your boss or your boss's boss and your coworkers to get their understanding. Don't make these sessions negative. Instead, ask constructive questions to find out meaningful information to help you understand better. Be aware that sometimes when talking to coworkers, news can be distorted and can be mixed with rumor or emotion. Okay. Number eight, reduce stress and anxiety. How do you do that? In times of stress caused by change, we may feel tired and unenergized. This is the time we need to focus on being strong, fit, healthy, and resilient. To be resilient, you need to be calm and in control so that you are able to make good, clear, and rational decisions. Focus on your exercise and nutrition, breathe deeply, and smile. Get plenty of sleep. I threw that in there just now. Make sure you get plenty of rest. This doesn't have to be extensive. 20 to 30 minutes of meditation, yoga, or even walking to clear your head is sufficient. So those of you that use Fitbits, your Fitbit app will, every hour will tell you that you need to get out there and walk at least 250 steps. I think you need to do 1,000 to 2,000 steps an hour. I came up with that way before the Fitbit app came up with a stupid 250 steps an hour. That's wimpy. If you work 45 minutes at your job, your job, try to get out there the last 15 minutes of the hour and walk 1,000 to 2,000 steps an hour. That's half a mile to a mile. If you do that, if you go out and bang out 2,000 or 3,000 steps before work and you're walking every hour, it's going to give you 10,000 to 15,000 steps a day, which is going to get you close to 100,000 steps a week in the Century Club. And it's going to make you feel good, and you're going to lose some LBs, you look better, and life is good. Number nine, have a sense of meaning. Take time to take stock of how valuable you are in your organization. So again, you ladies have your own business. This is, you got into this to have your own gig. So it doesn't matter who the heck else is out there. You got Pat, you got me, you got other people that can help you doing your deal. This is your own business. Have a sense of meaning of who you are to your organization. Acknowledge your successes and the valuable skills and attributes that you offer to your organization. This is perhaps the time to make yourself more valuable. Research tells us that valuable employees or bosses typically get through changes unscathed or even better than before. And number 10, continue to do your work and see the big picture. It's easy during times of reorganization to sit back and see what will happen tomorrow. It's easy to have that attitude, as in some cases the work you are doing might change. However, remember that till you have a new direction, you need to focus on achieving your designated goals and tasks. Remember that a great positive attitude shouldn't impress a future boss. Now, keep in mind, all right, so, you know, all you ladies are in this as your own deal. You all have your own goals. So whatever happened today or in the last 160 hours, the last 7 days, doesn't matter, okay? This is your own business. You have your own goals. If you take your eyes off those targets and those goals, then you're going to see rocks, and you're going to see boulders, and you're going to trip hazards. Don't take your eyes off your goals. If you have a picture or a vacation or a car or whatever it is, and you have a date by that up on your mirror and in your car and all over the place, then that is your goal, and that is what you want to keep your eyes on. That's the target. Keep your eyes on that. And anything else that happens in Avon isn't going to impact that. You create what you get by the end of 2017. Nobody else. It's what you do with your goals and when you wake up in the morning. That you have the impact on your own business. Hope that's helpful, Pat.
Yes, it was. Very, very helpful, John. Thank you so much for that. I'm glad you touched on the fact that people should, because we're losing our district manager and things.
So what?
That, you know, you do have this show as a resource, which is, you know, they can always,
yeah,
you know, upon the show.
We're
and
here.
Also,
it costs you nothing but 30 minutes a month. It costs you nothing but getting on the phone and listening to it, and it's recorded so you can listen to it again. And it costs you nothing.
Absolutely. And then the other thing they can do is within their circle or within their district or whatever, they can develop a accountability partner. So
they
can lean
big
upon
time.
Someone within your team. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
There's a lot that can be done. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just because the DMs go away doesn't mean that life doesn't move on. Hello?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, let's see what time. Where are we with time? So we have.
You got
we have
three.
Two,
you're at 6:58.
Three more minutes. So, one of the things I wanted to take this opportunity, I guess, in these next few minutes, is to say openly, because, you know, different people come on this show. And some of them are the district managers. I just want to take this opportunity to thank the district managers for, all of the dedication and help that they did give us as Avon representatives. And we wish them all well in their future endeavors.
Absolutely. And they can still drop a dime on us every Monday. We're here.
Absolutely.
You never know what they're going to pick up by being out there and being on the calls.
That's so true. Okay, so with that being said, John, I guess I will talk to you next month.
You got it.
The first. Yeah, we'll have to talk. Cause I don't know
so
if the first. I don't know if that's 4th
July
of July
4th
or
is what.
I don't know. Let me see. Let's look at that real quick. Oh, now my calendar doesn't want to open up. Oh,
I got mine right here, my iPad Pro. I'll tell you in a nanosecond.
Okay, what does it say?
Saturday's the 1st, like it's the 3rd. It's the day before the 4th. So as is our custom, Pat, you and I don't take off holidays, whether it's Memorial Day, 4th of July, or Labor Day, because the show must go on, and it's recorded, and it's got to be here for when the ladies come back the next day on the 5th. So Monday's the 3rd. They might not listen to us on Tuesday, but Wednesday, the message has to be in the can. It's here.
Okay. Yeah. Absolutely.
So Monday, July 3rd, I will be here. Yeah.
And I will be here as well. So everyone have a wonderful week. Make it happen. If you have not, if you have not done so already, place your orders tonight. And thank you, John.
Live long and sponsor. You're welcome, Pat.
Okay. Good night, everyone.
Night-night.